Oh, yeah.
So she's up here.
Oh.
So we can do the continuance of that informal.
Okay, so that is section 3, number 4. Case 24-121 with Dr. Yamada and Dr. Mousley, you are the lead on that one.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I'm going to make a motion to start findings of fact. We already did that. So now it's just for that.
Mm-hmm. I think it should just be the approving the, what we set forth in the last hearing.
Right. And now for sanction.
Right. Right, so we'll need to approve the findings.
We do. So make a motion that we approve the findings of fact and the conclusions of law in 24-121.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So now we would ask. There are none. Okay. So in case 24-121, I'm struggling with this one, based on I think the respondent understands and agrees with us. There's no CE involved in this type of thing. So is it a nominal as we can get? Civil penalty? Sorry. But I also thought maybe if she just submitted a one paragraph letter to us stating that she understands the responsibility that in any given case that a veterinarian has regarding the actions of the staff and why that's important, and call it good. I don't see any CE. She understands where we're at. Mm-hmm. Just to document that, send us a one page or one paragraph that she understands that and calling it.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So is that the motion?
That's the motion.
Still?
Oh, yeah. So, sorry. So our license would be on probation for 1 year.
Do we need to go that long, or is it just a,
you know? You could put in, early release subject to
completion of the paragraph?
Earlier.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, so we have a motion to have Dr. Yamada submit a paragraph detailing that she understands veterinarian's responsibility with adherence.
Regarding staff, yeah.
And a year probation, but if she completes that earlier, she'd ask for
early reinstatement. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Section 3, number 1. Great. Okay.